that build the algorithm up and other pieces of content that tear the algorithm down, as in you drive traffic off of the algorithm to your own things. So let's dig on in. I'm going to open up my account right now, and I'm going to show you inside of my Facebook audience where you can do those three different things. So follow along. I'm going to pull up my screen. Hopefully you can do this at the same time as me. So this is my screen. Can you guys all give me a thumbs up in the comments to let me know that you see this, so I'm not like the only one talking to myself here. Yes. Okay, good. You guys see it. Awesome. So here is the my account. I'm going to go in and we're going to go into Audience Insights. Okay. I'm literally, this is how I find it. The reason being is Facebook sometimes changes the tool and where it's located. So I always like to just Google it to get the most current link. Go up there to Audience Insights. And then from Insights, I'm going to look for everyone that's on Facebook. I want to find where my most common people are, where my most active people are. So I'm going to pull up the last person who mentioned something, Ange. She says that she helps people start businesses, and it sounds like mostly women. So I'm going to change this to women because we're going to do this for Ange today. We're going to do the United States, and we're going to do not 18 because she says she helps career professionals, stay-at-home moms, empty nesters. So those are older than 18, right? They have to at least be, say, 29 to be into their career and to be a stay-at-home mom, maybe 25. 26, there we go. So we want to have old enough that they have those jobs and have those kids. So now we've got the general age range and we've got the stats. Now what we want to do is we want to go and target the interest. And I don't want everyone, I want the most active people. So I'm going to say small business owner. Okay, so this is a digital activity. Notice guys, I don't see any data up here. Okay, there's not any data here because this one doesn't allow us to have data because I'm doing a digital activity. I want instead to get a niche, an interest, excuse me. So I'm gonna try this again, small business. Okay, I'm gonna try this one. Oops, that's an employer. Again, I can't do that one because it's an employer. So I don't want a industry, excuse me. Yeah, I don't want a business and I don't want an employer. What I want is an interest. So I'm gonna type it in again. Small business, and I'm going to put, I'm doing this a couple times, guys. It's not the most easiest thing, unfortunately. Type it again. Okay, come on, Facebook. There we go. And we're going to get, there we go. Notice, interest, additional interest, small business owner. And when it's not an employer, I can get the, and I get it as an interest. I get all of this data. So I'm going to cross this one out because I just want to have the data of people who are interested in being a small business owner. And then I go over here to page likes and I want to see what are people following when they are a business owner. So you can notice that they're following the pages, a literal page that's called small business owners. So let's pull up this page. Here it is. This is the page that's called small business owners. Awesome. So I've got small business owners. And I'm going to have one as the interest and then small business owners and one is the page. Okay. What I'm doing guys is I'm writing this down on a piece of paper. I'm organizing it on a piece of paper because we're going to track to find where people are most active. So I've got small business owners interest and then I've got small business owners, the page. I've also got Eric War. Eric War seems like he's popular on this one. Now, let's say you're like, wait a second. I know Eric Moore is into like MLM stuff and I'm not an MLM. So that's not relevant to me. I want you to know it is relevant to you if your interest is small business owners because he's going to have your people potentially. You might not be a network marketer, but your people are about to leave network marketing because they've tried that. They were a teacher. They were doing corporate world. They were also selling Scentsy. And now they're like, wait a second, Scentsy's not working, but I still don't like my corporate job. Maybe that's your perfect person because they've already put their feet in the water and tested selling something on their own. I'm going to go through with some more small business expo. I'm going to write down just a few more here into it. I'm going to write down a few more Female Entrepreneur Association. Okay, so now I've got a bunch of these that I wrote down. I generally want you to write down the entire page, like 15, 20, 30 of them. And then you're going to go over here to activity It takes a few minutes, go over to activity. Now, small business owners, you can notice, how cool is that? They click on ads 38 times a month. Like, that's awesome. They like posts, so they comment, likes, and shares. Those are my most ones. So they comment 31 times. They like posts 31 times. They share 9 times. So now I wanna see, is it higher or lower in any of these? Because what I wanna do is I wanna find where they're most active and I wanna put my content in front of that little segment of the audience. So I'm gonna go back over here. We're gonna cross off small business owners. I'm gonna try Eric Ward, just because I know, I'm pretty sure I can pull up. There we go, found him. Here he is. Oh, what happened? Eric has 38 comments in a month. So that's much higher. He gets 32 likes. So you're already predisposed to have people comment and engage more on posts that you put in front of his audience than you would if you did it to just the general audience. They're predisposed to take action on your content. A couple more. We just want to find where the best ones are. So let's do Intuit. Okay. Oops, that's demographics. Remember, we can't do demographics. Okay. Crossing that off again. Do I want to target QuickBooks and Intuit? No, because QuickBooks has a lot less engagement and less interaction than doing Eric Ward. So you want to say, who will I target? I don't want to target anyone. I want to target people who are the most active. You can do the same exact thing. Once you find out where your people are, you circle them, you highlight them. This is the winning one. I've got my winner right here. I've got my winner. Now I want to craft content for that person, wearing that person's message. So when you got this, now you're ready for the stage two. How many of you guys have followed along with that? And you now know where to find your perfect people. You've got that. Let me know. Hello, Kristen, Laura, Liz, Nicholas, Tom. Let me know that you know where to find your people now. And we're ready for the next stage, which is, what do our people call themselves? I have like three kind of rules that I put out there when I'm deciding what type of content to put out there. I want content that makes my audience look good. Do you want to go to that person who's a business owner or beginning vegan food and say, you feel like crap because you're not eating vegan? That's probably not going to make them feel good, even if they already know that that's true. You don't want to put it out there that I was just actually talking just a few minutes ago at ClickFunnels. I was talking to them about how to make your audience look and feel good. And I told them the story of one of my students, Sarah. She helps hoarders. And we're talking hoarders that have so much stuff in their houses that they can't function. They can't necessarily walk and use all of the rooms in their house. They can't have people over, right? So she helps them look and feel good about themselves as they're cleaning up their hoard. And then at the end of it, they get to have somebody over to their house for the first time in like years. So what she does, how does she make them look good? If you tell the hoarder, this is disgusting, this is horrible, you should not have a house that's literally caving in on you, what, they're going to be defensive. They're going to be mad. They're going to be embarrassed or shamed. So instead, what does she do? Do you have a mug that tells an amazing story? Yeah, the hoarder has a mug. And you know what? The hoarder remembers the mug story of almost all the possessions in their house. They have a story for each of them. So she's able to make her audience look good as she's baby stepping them into her audience. So how do you make them look good? Even if it's something like hoarding, even if it's something like debt relief, even if it's something like, oh my word, it turned like a funky pink color. Does anybody else see that? I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't realize my lights got all white, like out of whack. Let's see if I can like get back to like a normal color. That's a little bit more normal. Sorry. I don't know what happened and I turned like orange purple. It's still not perfectly normal, but we're going to just run with it. So you want to make your audience look good. Then you want to make them feel good. So if they comment on this, if they share on it, it's going to make them feel good and smile, and it's going to make them look good to their friends and family, and it's going to make their life good. We want to always edify and lift others up with our content. So now, what is that message that your audience wants the world to know about them? What is that thing that they're like, I wish everyone knew this about me, that makes them look good, that makes them feel good, that makes them believe that their life is going to have a transformation, is going to have some improvement. So going back to some of the niches that you guys have mentioned, we've got change makers, earth-loving, distraction-prone professionals and entrepreneurs create their why-guided change maker business. Okay, that's really broad and not specific. So what type of businesses do you help? Is it e-commerce? Is it coaching businesses? Is it software companies? And when you're talking about change, is it that they want to have more revenue? Is it they want to have less time on their business? Make their first hire? If you are that broad, earth-loving, distracted people, professionals, so those are people that aren't entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs, create their, okay, now your pool is too wide. So Tom, you've got a specific gift inside of you, and you're going to make one specific type of person look and feel good. The change maker who's a software designer. You're going to make that software designer feel connected, even though they're an introvert, right? You're going to connect that one type of person. If you try to get the software designer and the mom who's starting her new career and the person who's got a vegan business and the person who's a digital nomad, you're going to be so broad. The software person's not going to connect. The mom's not going to be able to connect. You have to be about one thing. Okay, so do that. How can you make them look good about one thing, feel good about one thing, and improve their life about one thing? Become known for one thing. That's one of the things my mentor, Stu McLaren, has told me time and time again. You need to be known for one thing. So what is that one thing that we most need the world to know about us? Okay, directed to individuals, not to businesses. Tom, that's still, like I told you, that's a lot of different types of individuals. So I'm a mom. And Nita is here with me. I haven't met Nita before, so I don't know much about her, but she's very different from me because I'm a mom of six kids. So she might not have six kids. I'm a mom with a multi seven figure business. Some of the other moms that are here, they might not fit that bucket. I'm a mom who drives a Chevy Express. Like we're talking the big old buses. Y'all don't drive those. So you want to think of what is that thing that one person's interested in. I'm going to be part of like the community that travels the world in their Chevy Express van because I think that's fun. It's interesting. I'm going to join that community and I'm going to be part of that. They're not also trying to tell me about being a better business person. Does that make sense? I'm going to that Chevy community for this one part of my life. So for you, think of that one part of their lives that you're helping them with and make them look good, feel good, and have a good life in that one thing. So yeah, we could totally work you through that. Guys, you can hear my kids all coming home. Today is when, because of COVID, they are giving the kids like half days randomly through like the week. So this is one of the weeks when they come home and they do life at home. So they're all screaming and coming in. So Ange here says that she helps career stay-at-home moms and empty nesters. Again, what do you help them do? Okay, so you help them with profit. It could be I help them create profit and loss statements so they can understand the finances of their business. That is specific and that gives them a promised result, a promised return that then you can build your audience off of. One of the reasons why people do not grow is because they're about everything instead of being about that thing that their audience wants. Okay, that thing that their audience can become known for. Loving this. Okay. I bring professional development training to women in corporate. Okay. Awesome. So she brings, that's a specific type of person, right? Now, is there even an industry of corporate women, as in the banking industry or in the whatever type of industry, in brick and mortar businesses, in service-based businesses, in businesses that have 100 employees, I help their HR departments have further development. Anything that you can narrow that down on and then make them look good. What makes that person in an HR department look good to their community, to their bosses, to their coworkers, that they know what they're doing and that they're the best HR option for their company? What are those things that make that HR person feel good? So they want to join your development training program. that make them believe that life is good because they want to like sign up for this. I want you to think, what can I do to make those look and feel good? What I do is I actually create a map. Create a map. So I'll go in here and I'll say, I am a what? You're going to say that thing that that person is. So I am a corporate woman, corporate girl boss. Okay, so that's what your person would call themselves. Now, what makes them look good? Who do they want to look good to? What makes them look good? I want you to write those things down. This becomes your content. What makes them feel good? What makes them smile? Makes them smile? They smile when they have these things, right? Write down those things that will make that person smile. Write down those things that are problems and solutions that you can solve for them. This is the content that you create. If you just create content about their problems and their solutions, you're going to find that your audience struggles to connect, struggles to, because they feel condescended to, they feel like they're being bossed at. If you talk just about how they look good, well, they're not going to buy from you. If you just talk about things that make them feel good, they're not going to realize how you can make a difference in the world. They're not going to share your content as much because you just make, they just give them thumbs up and likes. They just give you micro reactions and that doesn't build your brand. So you're going to need to use all three different types of content. So now that you know, where did I put the paper? Who knows where I put it? You know who to find those people. Go into audience insights. We find where our people are most active. Then we find what message our audience wants people to say about them. After we do that, we've got one more thing to do, and that is create the content. And I mentioned that I call it an engagement stack. So there's three different types of content that Facebook, that Instagram, that YouTube, on Pinterest, LinkedIn, not Clubhouse because Clubhouse isn't as robust, but they all have three different types of content. Photos, videos, and conversation starters. Every single platform that's social media wants you to create those different types of content. Photos, videos, conversation starters. So why do they want photos? Photos get them likes. It gets them those thumbs ups. You don't just want thumbs up and likes. Those are micro reactions. You also want long comments where they talk forever and ever. You want people to tag, but that's not all you want either. You also want people to spend time on the product and you want them to share. Well, videos get a lot of time on the page. Shares also come a lot more with videos. Saves come more with videos. Conversation starters get more people to tag. All of these are signals to Facebook that you are worth like driving more traffic to. If you give Facebook the signals that it needs to like run as a platform, Facebook is motivated to drive more traffic to you. When Facebook drives more traffic to you, you go up in the algorithm and now you don't have to pay to get that reach. Okay, so you wanna have a photos, videos, conversation starters. How do we decide what we're gonna create a photo of? Go to your map. I am a what? How do you say I'm a corporate girl? How do you make a photo that says that? Take a photo of it. Take a photo of you at your office and what your cubicle looks like or what your the corner office or what that thing is that everyone in corporate wants. Show them the file cabinet and how you organize something differently or something that you found hidden where you hide your sandwich so no one steals it at work. Whatever those things are, you're going to want to take photos of it. You're going to take photos of those things that make you look good. You're going to take photos of those things that make only a corporate person smile. Not everyone. What is it that makes them smile? What are those problems that only they have? You're probably not gonna talk about like problem I had with my Chevy. That's not relevant for everyone here, right? You're gonna wanna talk about only the problems that your person would have, not that the general population would have. What this does is it allows you to get your content in front of the right people and then get the right engagements from those people and then wear the message that they want to, the world to know about them, which helps their hearts connect to yours. And the result, guys, are stuff like this. let me just show you what the results are. Because a lot of people say, what's the purpose behind this? Does this actually work? What's the purpose behind this? The purpose behind this is to get insane in traffic and engagement. And you have that when you wear the bumper sticker of your audience. So I'm just in my community right now. And I'm going here because I want to show you that Facebook is not dead. If you use those three strategies, you'll find that Facebook is very much alive and well, and even right now, growing people's leads and traffic without any ads. So right here, guys, you can see just 2 days ago, Taylor said, oh my word, my audience size is 13,000 and I'm reaching 5 times my audience size. That's awesome. Here's this guy right here. Oh my word, I've got 300 people into my group in 1 day and 54,000 people saw my content. And you can see, guys, he didn't spend anything in ads on this. I've got over here, we just showed you that one. Here we go. This person got 600 likes and over 100 people commenting on his post, a single Facebook post. Guys, these people are doing this without any ads. And if they can do it, you can do it too. We've got, just last week, one of the people told me that she was able to reach 1.6 million people. It didn't happen for her overnight. She did those three strategies: find where people are most active, put content in front of them that speaks to their heart, so where's their message, and then play to the strengths of the algorithm. Make sure you're not just getting into a track where you're just creating one type of content. You're creating content that feeds the algorithm the signals that it needs to be successful. Okay, guys, do you have questions? I'm opening it up for questions now. Nita, do we have any questions that have come in?
I haven't seen yet. I see corporate is super broad. How is that more specific than professionals and entrepreneurs?
Well, professionals and entrepreneurs, you've now made it broad and distraction prone and earth lovers. So let's show you like a Venn diagram.
I don't want to mess up your flow, but Tom, if you want to come on and ask the question, let me know. I can bring you on.
That would be great. Come on, and then we could talk face to face.
And we've got another one. I'm going to see if Tom will let me bring him on. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to see what I can do about this color, because this is like really bugging me. Like, why am I all funky color? Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to make myself not funky.
Too low right now. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just.
So, what's your question?
Oh no! So I'm the earth-loving, distraction-prone guy, and I'm curious because how do the specifiers make it more broad? I mean, it's been working for me pretty well, but I'm obviously totally open to getting more specific. I've been doing this for several years, and of course, refining it over the years, but
So who's your perfect client then?
So my perfect client, my ideal client is just what I described.
Okay.
They really love their, so in other words, they're not somebody, forget about who they're not. That's too many, but they're people who really do identify as loving the earth. I mean, you can use other terms, they're environmentalists, whatever you want to call them. But I think it's more broad than environmentalist per se. They are either professional, probably most of the people I've worked with is a professional who's just tired of the work they've been doing. Okay. They're thinking a lot about business. Oftentimes, you know, they want to make a change in the business. This is common, right? I think we're all about that on some level. And oftentimes, they're probably more often than not, they actually don't end up building the business. They do what they want, what they love.
So you're saying that they're mostly professionals and some entrepreneurs, they're earth focused, but in there, you also said, like, what do you sell to them?
Coaching, one-on-one coaching.
And what results do you bring to them?
Is it creating that change maker, what I call a change maker business, which is clear to the people I work with. I mean, they get it. Either creating that or for like I was saying a moment ago, for many of them, it's realizing, oh, that's actually not what I want. I just want to create the change. I don't necessarily want to create the business. But essentially, so the result could be either one. Ultimately, it's becoming what I'm calling becoming the change maker, or just essentially living on purpose. I mean, that's the simplest way to say it. So we're living on purpose, but it's through the business, through the small business vehicle.
That's okay, vehicle. So you help them then become, so basically you help a professional who loves the earth become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, but it could be an entrepreneur who's just, it's just not working out for him. I mean, I've experienced both this whole thing myself, so I identify with it very well.
I still know that you could be more successful if you can nail that messaging as to who your person is, if you could say it in three words. Because that person could instantly identify as I am that person. So this is a little bit of a fuzzier area. So I help professionals get clear on their vehicle of change. I help professionals get clear on vehicle of change. Is there a way, I don't know if that's right, but I want you to think, what is that single thing that I can say in as few as words as possible? And then how can I say that in all of my content? So this person just made a change at work. This is, here's a behind the scenes of Joe. He just landed this contract that didn't just bring profit to his company. He also changed the world because this da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I love that. So interesting. So I wonder if maybe I should, because I have kind of vacillated my mind about this. The name of my business might be the best way to go. It's what I started with. And then I kind of, I actually thought I was getting more specific by making it specific, you know, Changemaker Business. The name of my company is called Walk Your Why. And really that's what it's about. Ultimately, it's about walking your why, living your purpose. If it was three words, that's what I would say. Walk your why. I'm okay. Sure there's going to be some people that don't get it, but your purpose. And then if somebody says, what the hell does that mean? I'd say live your, or if I needed to make it something where nobody.
Professional careers, walking their why. It's still not super specific because if someone says walk your why, what does that mean? And yeah, well, I'm going to be walking purpose. My why is going to be very different. And I, what I would call myself is walking my why, and what a professional person believes in walking their why are completely different things. So I'm thinking of Brooke Castile. She did life coach school. And what she did was fix your Monday mornings. I help women fix their Monday mornings so they're more productive all week.
Now, see, that means nothing to me because my Mondays are great.
Is she was very specific. You know what she's going to fix. She's going to give you a more productive week fixing your Monday mornings for women.
But you're still reading a lot into that, right? In other words, a lot of people say fix your Monday mornings. What does that mean? And what about the rest of the week? I mean, so I hear what you're saying. It's clever. It's catchy. But there's going to be a lot of people who don't get that.
Well, she's saying be productive all week. Sorry, it's something like productive all week. So it's very clear it's productivity.
Gotcha.
So she helps women be more productive. So it's very clear who she's reaching out to.
It's really interesting because I totally hear what you're saying. It makes total sense. And women, and it's super broad. Like who does
it? It's super broad, but it's women, but it's one facet. I'm going to help you be productive with your Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I would say, if people don't understand walk your why, it would be, okay, so I hear what you're saying. You're saying, if I'm hearing you right, it's the idea of purpose you're feeling doesn't resonate enough with people. Like, why would I live on, what does that mean to me to live on purpose?
Well,
whereas being more productive, I can apply that specifically.
So what I'm thinking is like, Nita's purpose and my purpose and your purpose are three different purposes. And I get the earth, but I just, I know people want results. So what can you promise them that can get them a result that they can picture themselves in? And so you've got the specific person, you're going to give them a specific transformation.
All these things are exactly why I changed. This is exactly why I started doing the create the Changemaker business. Because at least the people I work with people. I mean, it's working well. I'd love to make it even better. But at least the people I'm working with totally get it, that's what they're thinking about. So I wonder if maybe you just need to start by just not having entrepreneurs in there or something.
I would probably get rid of one of those things. You can't target entrepreneurs and professionals at the same time. Entrepreneurs and professionals, they're kind of different breeds.
No, I hear what you're saying.
They're going to respond to messaging completely differently.
You can't use the same, I got you, exact same messaging. Yeah, you do have to use it.
That's so if you put them all in the same audience, you're using the same messaging, you're turning off the entrepreneurs whenever you post a professional message. You're turning off the professionals when you post an entrepreneur message, because they're like, well, that's so highfalutin out there. Nobody actually wants that. You can't really become a millionaire. That's them. Whereas the entrepreneur's like, well, don't put me in a box. So if you try to mix those, you're going to clash. You're not going to have that viral traffic that I know you want to be able to scale your business to a massive level.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's really helpful. I know it takes time to wrestle with your message, but when you can nail your message, it is magic when it happens. So I'm excited for you, Tom. It'll happen.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for coming on, Tom. I'm going to bring on the next person, who is going to be Angie. And I think she has a question about getting content to the audience.
Awesome.
So she should be showing up here in just a sec. There we go.
Okay, how are you, Ange?
Hi. Sorry, I'm sorry. It's late at night here, so it's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, how can I help you? That's what you're crazy staying up this late.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying about finding the audience, right? So going into this audience finder thing and finding them and getting that message, nailing the message. But then how do those two connect together in terms of how do you get in front of that audience?
So I use a tactic called niche neighborhooding, which is how I take a Facebook post and I share it onto my page and I tag the audience that I want to connect to. Then I engage with mutual fans between our two pages in the comments of my post. And then I might even share my post after it has a little bit of engagement onto their actual page. So that way no one ever really sees it, but it's building them up. So they don't feel like I'm like stealing from them. I'm like, oh my word, I just love what Russell Brunson just said. I did this to Russell Brunson. And guess what? He asked me to come speak at his event. I did this for like 2 years to him. I didn't ask his permission. I just talked about how great Russell was every like 60 days. And so I had it on a schedule and I put it up and I love Russell's. I just learned this from Russell. And I tag it in the photo. I tag him in the description. And then once I had some engagement, I'd find people that like both of us. I would share that onto his page in the community. So no one sees that I'm doing this, but Facebook sees that I'm doing this. Facebook rewards his page as like, oh, your readers like your page so much, they're coming over here and leaving content on your page. So it bumps the page up in the algorithm. So I'm helping him in the algorithm. And then in addition to that, I'm telling Facebook we're similar. So now I get traffic from ClickFunnels after they consume ClickFunnels content and they've engaged with ClickFunnels, then Facebook is gonna send them to me. And then eventually Russell noticed and he invited me to come speak on his stage.
Okay, so it's tagging. I tag the people.
Tagging, sharing, commenting, and that back and forth interaction.
Okay, all right.
And you can also use ads. I just love to do the way that you don't do ads. I love to make it cheap and easy.
Okay,
all right. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ange, for coming on today. I appreciate you.
At 3 a.m.
I know, she's amazing. Oh my word, I'm so impressed. Is there, I think I have time for one more.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to bring Liz on. I think she might want you to show us something.
Okay, great.
Heads up. And here she is.
Hello, Liz.
Hi there.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good.
I just actually saw you on Russell's.
I know. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy day. I'm drowning.
Your energy is incredible.
Yeah.
You showed us before using Audience Insights, which is fabulous, but you went kind of quickly. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind going through that again for me.
Do they have a recording? I can do it again. I just know that if they have a recording, you can slow it down.
We could have a recording.
We could do that. While we were talking, I had a go on my mobile at doing this. And when I started to get it wrong, I guess.
Well, you can't do it on your mobile. You can do it. So that's part of the problem, is probably following trying to do it on mobile instead of doing it on desktop. So the steps, though, are pretty like simple here. You're going to want to go.
I did it through the browser. So I did get the same page as you got up. But
it's Audience Insights. And then from Audience Insights, you click through to the blue button. Oops, wrong one. That's not it. Come on. Okay, blue button. And then from there, you're going to want to go to Everyone on Facebook.
Yeah.
Everyone on Facebook, make sure you pick the country that you want to be targeting, your age and your gender, and then you type in your interest. So I'm going to do marketing.
I was trying to understand here. Yeah, what are we actually driving in terms of results on the and you said to look at, well, I'm not really understanding the printout, the result.
So I want to get people who have the same. So these are all industry. So I don't want, there we go, additional interest. So I'm going to close off these. And now you can see here's viral marketing. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, okay.
You can see what is the activity if I targeted viral marketing. 20 comments, 23 posts, 6 shares, 37 ads. Not that great. Let's target my page now.
Oh, that's out of all of the USA?
Uh-huh.
For a day.
If I go to my page, I can scroll this off, and you can see here, I get 40 comments per person in 30 days. I get 36 posts that people like posts. I get 39 ads. So if you want to put your ad in front of someone, do you want to put your ad in front of viral marketing? Or do you want to put your ad in front of my people who I've trained to click on ads?
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So you want to see where they're most active. So if you're running low on budget or you're starting out from scratch and you don't know where to start, don't start all over, because all over gets you everyone, and including people like my hubby who never click on anything ever and never really comment and never really share. And it's like a dead end when you get to him. You want to go to me, who's like, oh, I like stuff. I comment, I tag, and I tag 4 friends and then have a back and forth dialogue. And now I amplified your reach. And it's so much more, you get better results when you get the results of the person who's going to talk to you. Because when someone else sees that they're talking on my page, their friends and family like come, and I don't have to do the marketing. So right now I am not running ads on my page. At least I don't believe I am. Let me pull up my page. Sorry, guys. I had a bunch of windows here. Find which one it is. Okay, I'm just going to open up my page. Go this way. And you can see my reach. I'm reaching like 100,000 people, 90,000 people. Okay, it's freezing on me, guys. It's just taking too long to move. Oh, there we go. I'm going into my page, Moolah Marketer, and you can see in my insights, we're reaching a decent audience compared to the size of my audience without having to run ads. So I'm reaching 100,000 people with no ads. And most of that has been in the last week and a half.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And so I want that for you, where you can reach those people without ads.
Yeah. So really, the filter that you used to the side was just to try and identify an area of interest that my market is going to play in, and just go for and keep trying that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Guys, now I have to cut this short just because I have another meeting at 1:00. I am here for you, though. So those of you who did not have your questions answered, or even if you have another one following up, my profile is Rachel Miller on Facebook, and I got this big old hair, so hopefully you'll find me on there. Feel free to send me a Loom video of your question or your concern or like a glitch that you had. And I'm pinky swearing with Calvin that I will answer your question whenever I get off of my next, I have a meeting, and then I've got to go take my kid to a doctor's appointment. So it's going to be at least 4:00, 5:00 before I get back to you. I will get back to you then, and I'll be able to answer your questions so we can see you grow. Okay. Thank you so much, Nita, for having me on today.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And there will be a recording that goes out tomorrow morning for anyone who wants to see that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye. Bye.